Thursday night, Dvar Halacha.
Okay. The last, we spent this week on Hilchos Mezuzah, so tonight we'll conclude Hilchos Mezuzah, you know, points in Hilchos Mezuzah. So the primary, Pesach doorway that's Chayiv and Mezuzah has two mezuzos and a mashkof. Mezuzos, of course, what we call a mezuzah is a borrowed term. The mezuzah of the door is the doorpost. So the prime doorway that is mechuyev and mezuzah has two doorposts that are bolate, that are a frame. You see them, they're not just part of the wall. They're bolate, they're actual side posts. And a lintel, a mashkof, on top. If there's only one doorpost on the right side and a lintel, then you'll put on a mezuzah without a bracha. Okay. So two doorposts and a lintel. If there's only one doorpost, without a bracha. Now, the Rosh holds, and this is extremely common, and sometimes it gets very complicated because of various shapes and the way they build the house and the way they put an attic or the air conditioning system. That's why I have to come down to look a lot of times. The Rosh is the sheet that holds that a wall coming to an end is considered a doorpost, even if it turns the corner. But the wall comes to an end, even if there's nothing bolate from the wall, that's called a mezuzah, a doorpost, meaning that's called a doorpost. And therefore, if that's your doorpost, then you'll put on a mezuzah, but without a bracha, it's only the Rosh Hashitah. Now, virtually all hold that you need a mashkof that's bolate. In other words, the Rosh is only talking about the wall coming to an end, that should constitute a doorpost. But a mashkof, most hold that according to everyone, you need a mashkof that's bolate. Certainly not stam, the ceiling serving as the mashkof. Not even the ceiling coming to an end. That's what they hold. Most hold that you need a mashkof bolate. But if the ceiling does come to an end, and you have even either regular doorposts, or perhaps even walls coming to an end, and the ceiling comes to an end, is Kashayla, come look at it. So if it really looks like a Pesach, I'll probably tell you to put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Okay, that's that point. If there are mamish doorposts and the ceiling comes to an end, there's certainly much more tzad that you should put up a mezuzah, but again, of course, without a bracha. Okay, and if, we'll conclude with, you know, with the famous thing. Rashi holds that a mezuzah has to be vertical. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yasher holds the mezuzah should be horizontal. Ashkenazim put it at an angle, facing into the room. Some say it should be as close to a 45-degree angle as possible. And some say, Adarabba, since the main sheet is Rashi, it should be as close to a 90-degree angle as possible. I saw in a sefer that the Chazon Ish's mezuzahs were close to 90 degrees, like this second opinion. Anshei Sfarad, the Sfaradim put it vertically. This is an Ashkenaz thing to make it at an angle. The side puts it vertical, and the Gra holds it should be vertical. You know, it goes like Rashi. In case you've ever wondered that by putting it at an angle, that we're doing neither like Rashi nor like Rabbeinu Tam, and you're just afraid to ask anybody because you don't want to sound stupid, the answer is that if you look at the Shitas, really, Rabbeinu Tam's shita indeed is that it shouldn't be vertical. He holds it's not kavod for the mezuzah to be hanging there vertically. That's not kavod. So Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that it shouldn't be vertical. And Rashi's shita, based on how he learns chat in the Gemara, is that it shouldn't be horizontal. He holds the Gemara saying it shouldn't be put into the wall the way a carpenter knocks in a nail, the way the carpenter knocks in something which is horizontal. So Taka, it does make sense. If you've ever wondered about it, now you know. It does make sense to put it at an angle, because Rabbeinu Tam is, don't do it vertically, and Rashi is don't do it horizontally. Okay.